Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? Yes, my name is Phil Chambers and I'm joined by Salty Sea Dog, no Gareth this morning, but I do have a gigantic update about CM Punk and AEW, so I'm just going to get right into it. So, really quick recap, obviously, All Out last year, 2022, CM Punk appeared at the press conference afterwards, basically shot on the entire roster and AEW and everything else under the sun. That ended up in a big brawl going on backstage, and then the Elite and CM Punk getting suspended and all of the fallout that came from that. Smash cut to just this week when we had the rumors saying that Punk was wanting to return to AEW. He replied to an Instagram post about a story about two wrestlers squashing backstage beef. Dax Harwood had also said some comments about him wanting to return, leading to hopes that things might be starting to wash over and we can kind of get back to normal and get Punk back in AEW. Then, Punk being Punk, decided to set the world on fire again, like he does, and posted to Instagram a big piece about the Moxie match, saying he wasn't comfortable competing in it because he wasn't wasn't medically cleared at the time. In it, he called Meltzer a liar, he called Jericho a liar and a stooge. There was a whole bunch of stuff on it. We've reported on this before. So he deleted that, and he has since just put up a picture of Roger Murtaugh, just saying, "I'm too old for this shit." Fightful Select have come through with a massive report about CM Punk, the Brawl Out, and everything else going on within AEW surrounding this. So, first up, about the Moxley and Punk situation. There does appear to be some backstage heat between Moxley and CM Punk, based on people that Moxley has spoke to since the sort of Brawl Out situation. Apparently after that, Moxley helped lead a locker room meeting with everybody to kind of rally the troops after the big brawl, along with Jericho and Danielson, who are also leading that meeting. Apparently Jericho and Punk have shouted at each other after the fight. Jericho called Punk a cancer backstage, so definitely heat between Jericho and Punk as well. But we have Fightful hadn't heard anything about any heat between Punk and Danielson, so they seem to be on good terms at least. So people in AEW believe that with the whole Moxley situation and now with CM Punk putting out this Instagram post saying that Moxley was refusing to lose to him and things like that, that if it came down to it between Moxley and CM Punk, AEW would pick John Moxley. The heat has apparently died down since 2022. Obviously, it's been a while now, but some of it obviously still remains, or this stuff still wouldn't be coming up. So Punk and Tony Khan have apparently spoken since then, but Fightful Select weren't sure if anything had actually come from it. But there was a time, according to Fightful Select in this report, that people close to Punk believed that he wanted out of his contract without any non-compete, just a complete set free from his contract after this whole situation. But with time passing and things cooling down a little bit, and in recent weeks, people think that Punk is open to returning, if not even wanted to return, to come back to AEW and sort of get back to wrestling. At least one person also claimed that Punk was willing to apologize for the All Out media scrum portion of what happened that night, but there was a lack of context about who he would be apologizing to, on whether that would be a big public thing or just a private apology. That bit is unknown. There is a lot. All of this is from Fightful Select, like I say, their Patreon. They've come through with a massive, massive report from this. So, Punk, apparently after the ball-out thing, there was loads of rumours about him considering legal action about this whole situation. But apparently all of that has died down now, if not gone in completely the opposite direction to where all of that has passed.
Tired of ads intruding into your favourite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So that bit side of it has calmed down. Everything's okay there. But then he did his big Instagram post, and that again changed everything. And any confidence of a return, sort of within AEW and people that know have knowledge of the situation, has changed since then. Punk is still under contract, obviously, and hasn't sort of directly responded to all of this. So like, it's unknown what his side of these things are. But like, the moment he kind of decided to light a fire up on this again, like the possibilities of him coming back just seem to float further and further away. So the Hangman Page aspect of all of this, obviously there was the beef between Hangman Page and Punk way back when Hangman Page cut a promo on Dynamite, and then Punk thought that that was referencing the rumors that Punk was trying to push Cabana out of the company. And then that eventually came down to Punk doing his promo on Dynamite, where he called out Hangman Page in a situation where he had no chance to reply. So Punk had apparently had a meeting with AEW officials expressing frustration about Page's comments during that promo. After he did that promo sort of backstage confidently, and Punk was not satisfied at all about the resolution or lack thereof, which then led to him obviously taking business into his own hands and doing it live on TV instead. As far as Hangman Page is concerned in all of this, Fightful say that Page is making efforts to remove himself from the whole situation and has just tried to quietly just move past it and just get on with life, which is definitely the healthiest way of dealing with all of this. So Punk's injury, so obviously at All Out he tore his triceps and has been injured ever since. He was initially hopeful that he could be recovered by late January, but the belief is now that if he isn't cleared right now, then he will be very, very soon. So sort of the health aspect of Punk being kept out of AEW is very soon. It's going to be resolved, and he could technically be back in the ring very, very soon. Fightful also learned a few more details about the actual brawl backstage itself. Now, other talents were apparently there, but didn't get physically involved in it. However, there was a production employee that did also get hit with a chair that was sort of previously unreported. They also say that Punk and Kenny Omega did have a brief conversation that night after the brawl, where Punk told Kenny Omega that the issue wasn't directly with him, and people close to Punk also said that Omega was surprisingly composed during all of this, considering everything that had gone down. So to add to all of this, it appears that because of the Instagram post, Punk may have been instructed to delete that from AEW, because Brian Last, who is the co-host of the Jim Cornette Experience, has posted to Twitter pictures of what is allegedly AEW's talent playbook. highlighting a couple of sections that Punk may be in direct violation about through this Instagram post and the things that he shared in it, specifically about his health status and about talking about other performers within the company. So the playbook says that talents should clear any comments about their health with Tony Khan, AEW's lead physician, and the PR team before saying anything publicly. Talent health is a sensitive area, and that they'd rather have comments come from official sources to ensure that all info is factual, relevant, and not speculative. This could ultimately explain why we get so few injury updates from AEW stars, and why the sort of historically the information out there about the injury status of people has been very, very limited from AEW. Now, additional excerpts from the playbook cover sort of public comments that are subject to disciplinary action, and this is specifically about revealing confidential information, public criticism of AEW itself, and public criticism of fellow team members. And quite obviously, Punk would be in violation of both of these things through that Instagram post that he put up. So, in summary, the All Out thing was starting to die down. Punk was in a position where he was willing, if not like physically wanting, to come back to work, come back to wrestling, come back to AEW. And then he puts up this Instagram post and ruins it all. Says something stupid like, "I hate all of you." Here we are, back with the chaos of CM Punk and everything that he brings. So is he going to be coming back anytime soon? Who the hell knows? At this point, it's just another fire for AEW to put out. Whenever he seems to open his mouth, chaos seems to appear. I think he's still a huge asset to AEW. He's a genuine needle mover. He can bring people to the product. He can put butts in seats, as they say. But is the absolute chaos and the possibility of maybe some people walking out, people backstage not being happy about it, sort of unrest in the locker room, is any of that worth it for the little ratings boost and the bit more money that you can make through ticket sales? Who knows at this point? If everyone can get together and, you know, be adults and actually talk things out instead of just putting out stupid social media posts, maybe that might help. But at this point, that is unknown. But this is the entire update for the entire all this CM Punk situation. So let me know down in the comments what you think about this. Do you want to see CM Punk come back? Do you think they can ever actually all just get along in AEW? Let me know down in the comments below, like I say. And also, you can follow me over on Twitter. You can follow me at PhilMyChambers. You can follow all of us at WhatCultureWWE. Make sure you subscribe to the channel, like the video, like I say. Ups and downs for SmackDown is coming later on today. Obviously, there was no Rampage last night, so that's coming up tomorrow. So make sure you wait and check those out. But most importantly, have yourselves a bloody good day.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.